To the Budget Subcommittee Number Two, we are hearing transportation today. Let's form a quorum. Please call the roll.
Senator Wohl?
Here.
Senator Nielsen?
Here.
Senator Pavley?
We have a quorum. Senator Pavley will be joining us, Senator Nielsen, quite a bit later, probably at least 10:30. So we'll go through the agenda as quickly as we can, and then we'll wait for Fran. All right, and finish it up. All right, we have some items proposed for vote only. First, the Department of Transportation. We have a proposal to abolish the Clean Renewable Energy Bonds subaccount. The recommendation to us is to approve as proposed. Would you make a motion, Senator? Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. All right. It has been moved to approve as proposed. Please call the roll.
Senator Wohl?
Aye.
Senator Nielsen? Senator Pavley?
All right. That is, yes, we will leave the roll open. 1-1 on that. That is the vote on 2660. Issue number two, capital outlay support provisional language, alleged proposal. Adopt budget bill language to specify the amount of capital outlay support staffing that is done through contracts. Is there a motion? All right, it's been moved. Please call the roll.
Senator Wohl?
Aye.
Senator Nielsen?
No.
Senator Pavley?
All right, that is 1-1. We will leave the roll open. All right, moving on to the Department of Motor Vehicles, vote only. This is, the recommendation is on page 9. And the recommendation is to approve as proposed. Are there any questions about this, Senator Nielsen?
No questions.
All right, would you? All right, it has been moved to approve as proposed. All right, please call the roll.
Senator Wohl?
Aye.
Senator Nielsen?
Aye.
Senator Pavley?
All right, that is 2-0. We will leave that open for the absent member. We're now moving on to items that. Oops, I'm missing one. Issue number two.
Where's number one?
The metrics?
Do you have a page 8?
Yeah.
That one. That's what we're talking for discussion.
Oh, I have the wrong one.
That one. Yes. Yeah, the one prior was a 2-0.
One, hang on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I misspoke on the vote prior. I said page 8. It's actually on page 7. So just that clarification. That's 2-0, and the roll is open. We're now moving on to the item proposed for discussion and vote, State Route 710 Affordable Sales Program. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Senator. Malcolm Dougherty, Caltrans Director. Caltrans is proposing a one-time increase of $2.5 million in 6 full-time positions for the Capital Outlay Support Program from the 2015-2016 governor's budget. With these resources, the department will begin its property sales for the State Route 710 Affordable Sales Program. Caltrans currently owns and manages approximately 460 properties in the cities of Pasadena, South Pasadena, and Los Angeles for the proposed construction of Interstate 710 Freeway Extension Project. The 460 properties are made up of single-family residents, multifamily residents, commercial and industrial properties, and leased unimproved properties. The property sales will begin with phase one, the sale of the first 42 properties at an estimated total sales value of $22 million. These properties are not affected by the environmental review that is being conducted at this time, and this request for resources would provide resources just for phase one as articulated. As property managers, Caltrans is required to comply with several laws and regulations, including the Roberti Act, and we are in the process of adopting regulations through a public process that will allow us to proceed. Adoption of regulations is anticipated to be done by the end of 2015. Be happy to answer any questions regarding this item.
All right. How about LAO? Any comments? Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. James Hacker, LAO. Based on the activities required under the relevant
legislation, particularly the Roberti Act and SB 416. We find that the level of resources requested is generally reasonable. However, we believe that the COS program is capable of absorbing this relatively minimal workload without augmentation. Mm. We'd recommend rejecting this proposal.
All right. Okay, questions from the committee? All right, we have, is there a motion? All right. Thank you. The motion is approved as proposed. Please call the roll. Is there a public comment? Okay, please call the roll.
Senator Wolf?
Aye.
Senator Nielsen?
No.
Senator Pavley?
All right, that is 1-1, and we will wait for the, we will leave the roll open for the absent member. Let's move on to increased funding for transportation research.
Madam Chair and Senator, Malcolm Dougherty, Caltrans Director, once again. Just by way of background, Caltrans utilizes its research budget to partner with other states on pooled fund research. We participate with the Transportation Research Board, TRB, as well as SHARP, the State Highway Research Program. We also conduct research within California, specific to California, mainly with California institutions that is important to California, such as seismic issues. And we also support university transportation centers with matching funds that have gone through a competitive process on the federal side and receive federal funds. This proposal, as I understand it, would be an augmentation to these efforts, and we would look forward to working with the legislature and the administration on any such proposals. Much of our research is highly valued research. Our investment in the university transportation centers has been a very important endeavor with our research budget. This one just needs to be further researched and work with the legislature and the administration. It would be a state-only funded university transportation center, but as I understand the proposal, it would add resources to do that.
All right. Any comments?
Well, I just would say, Madam Chair, I have great apprehension about the whole high-speed rail issue. It discomforted me very much a couple of weeks ago when the only response I got about how you're going to pay for this was that we think the Caltrans Authority or the High-Speed Rail Authority that the ridership can pay for the operational expenses. But you know that's so much such a small portion of what this thing's going to burden the people of California. And so some things I might go along with just for the sake of being cooperative, but in this case, I cannot support it. So, but I will make a motion to, so we can proceed.
All right.
Chair, further, if I might,
yes, ma'am.
Thompson, Department of Finance. I'd just like to add that high-speed rail does not have any fund source that would be available to support this type of research at this time. And as far as Caltrans supporting the research right now, the programs that they're funding are providing resources to those programs that, as the director mentioned, are competitively part of a competitive process and are also matching federal funds so that the state funds are stretched further. And to the extent that there are additional programs that need to be funded, they could go through that competitive process and have matching dollars. To the extent that there are other programs outside of that process, those funds would need to come from funding sources that are dedicated to other things. It's a limited pot of resources. There aren't additional revenues coming in to support this type of thing. So it's just something to keep in mind that it is a single pot. So anytime you take money to provide to something like research or something else, that it's coming from something else, projects or transit or some other purpose.
Okay, thank you. Senator Nielsen, I would ask you to withdraw your motion until we have a full complement.
Leave it open. Okay.
That would be fine.
We'll withdraw.
Thank you. We will leave this open for the arrival of Senator Pavlik. Thank you. All right. High-Speed Rail Authority, 2665. Who's on? All right, there were a number of suggestions at our March 26th hearing, and I appreciate the responsiveness about the peer group review, and if you'd like to speak to that, that would be great.
Absolutely. Good morning, Madam Chair.
And Senator Nielsen, my name is Barbara Rooney. I'm the Deputy Director of Legislation for the High Speed Rail Authority. I'll start first with informing you that the authority and the peer review group have reached an agreement on the metrics that will help to better ensure monitoring and long-term oversight of the project by the legislature. The authority will continue to work with the peer review group on the presentation details of this information and will make it available to the public and to the authority's board of directors in September of this year. As far as the indicators themselves, the metrics, they will be short range and long range metrics. And for each construction project, what will be included is the right-of-way acquisition costs versus the budget and acquisition versus schedule of availability committed to the contractor. In detail, costs would include things such as the construction support cost and contingency. As far as the spending rate, that would be included as well as a percentage of the planned spending. The schedule progress will be included in these metrics. Also, the spending rate of the ARRA funds, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, will be included. Of course, the top risks would be included, as well as what's being done to manage those risks. Overall budgets by phase, adjusted where experience does dictate. And finally, there would be included also a brief information on trends based on our experience in any current thinking. The next item was with respect to the reporting requirements. The authority did review the SB 1029 reporting requirements, and in consultation with the Department of Finance, as well as the California Transportation Agency, we did offer to committee staff the recommendation that you see outlined in your agenda, which includes making the project update report. This is a legislatively mandated report. Making it an annual report and have that due on or before March 1st in the year opposite of the year of the business plan. The business plan, as you may know, is due on the even years. So this would then be due on the odd years. Currently, the project update report is due every March 1st and November 15th. This recommendation is being made recognizing that any information that's currently in that project update report that doesn't currently exist in the business plan would be incorporated into the business plan, so nothing would be lost there. It's also supported with the notion that a lot of our project information is currently available on our website today and is made available monthly to the public and to our authority board on our website as well. The next report that's proposed is to eliminate the staff management report in its entirety. That report was required back in the summer of 2012 when the authority was very, very small. And all of the executive management positions have been filled at the authority, and we have in place procedures to oversee and manage the delivery of the project. And finally, the authority did review the peer review regroup recommend qualifications, the position qualifications. You'll recall that at the prior hearing. And we consulted with Lou Thompson of the peer review group, as well as conferred with the Department of Finance and the California Transportation Agency. And we did offer to committee staff the suggested language that is outlined in your agenda that should improve the ability to fill those existing vacancies.
All right, I appreciate the responsiveness to the concerns that were expressed by the committee. further comment, Elio? No, none? All right, any questions from the committee?
No, Madam Chair, I just will observe that I understand the oversight and I would find merit in this review committee. I have no particular problem with the composition, but I'm simply going to abstain on it. My concerns about the overall project and the fact that this kind of accountability makes little difference if the whole thing won't pencil out and work. And I don't think the funding and the financing is ever going to be there to complete this project. So I just will abstain, but I will make a motion to get it on the record, if we may.
Thank you, Senator. The motion is to adopt placeholder trailer bill language to modify the HSRA's reporting requirements and to change the qualifications of the peer review group as described in the staff report. It's been moved by Senator Nielsen. Any public comment? All right, please call the roll.
Senator Wolf?
Aye.
Senator Nielsen? Senator Pavley?
All right, that is 1-0. We'll leave it open for Senator Pavley. All right, thank you very much. Last item is DMV, the expansion of the green sticker cap for low-emission vehicles. The motion is to adopt placeholder trailer bill language to increase the number of green vehicle stickers by 15,000 to 85,000. Staff? LAO. Go ahead, first.
Anthony Somo from the LAO. We were just going to actually say what you just said, Madam Chair, what the proposal is. We don't have any particular comments about the merits of the proposal.
All right, thank you. Any comments from Caltrans, from DMV?
No, we have no comments regarding.
All right. Senator Nielsen, is there a motion?
I will make a motion, Madam Chair. I will offer this to be dealt with
in the legislative process, but I will make a motion on this one, and then I will just be a no vote.
All right. The motion has been moved by Senator Nielsen. Public comment? Indeed. Come forward. Just take that one. It's fine.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Aaron McGuire on behalf of Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, as well as on behalf of Kurt Augustine with the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. We're in strong support of this measure. Thank you.
Thank you. More public comment? Welcome.
Margaret Gladstein on behalf of Global Automakers, also in strong support.
All right, thank you. No more public comment. All right, hearing none, the motion is to approve, to adopt placeholder trailer bill language to increase the number of green vehicle stickers from 15,000 to 85,000. Please call the roll.
Senator Wolf?
Aye.
Senator Nielsen?
No.
Senator Pavley?
All right, that is 1-1. We will leave it open for Senator Pavley. That concludes our agenda. Shall we reconvene at 10:30? All right, we will recess until 10:30. Hello again. We are reconvening. Out of courtesy to Senators Nielsen and Bell, we will go to item issue 2, which is on page 10, Caltrans. This has to do with increased funding for transportation research. We did hear from Caltrans before. Senator Bell, I'd like you to elaborate on this, if you will.
Yes, thank you. In the past, the legislature has had intermittent oversight hearings and had a piecemeal approach towards evaluation oversight of the biggest and most expensive project in California history. That's the high-speed rail project. Regardless of your position on high-speed rail, some are against, some are for it, we have responsibilities, and we need to make sure there are proper oversight, expertise, and research and education. It appears to me, as chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee, that it would help the legislature in this endeavor to have a neutral, research-based transportation research on the high-speed rail. It would lead to a better understanding of the issues involved in the project over the next several years. This is going to be probably decades of discussion. And as I support a different approach than what we've had in the past, what we should have a high-speed research and development center that can provide independent, neutral evaluations and support to the state in the ongoing review of the high-speed rail. Which is what other countries are doing. Japan, Germany, Spain, they all have institutes that provide the policymakers with research and evaluation for this. In the past, the legislature has had, in terms of oversight, the strategy has been the various committees of the legislators have oversight hearings. We've entailed a lot of effort on our part in terms of getting witnesses to testify. and getting information through oversight hearings. I believe that's a haphazard approach for such a large project, and we need a more thorough, research-oriented, in-depth, study-oriented understanding of the high-speed rail so that we can conduct our proper oversight in the legislature. I believe this would be a nonpartisan, neutral way of evaluating the high-speed rail, and that's what this proposal is. I have no particular, there are several potential institutes in California that can do it. We listed some of them. That's the extent of my presentation, Madam Chair. I suggested that the high-speed rail and California Department of Transportation or the Transportation Agency share the cost of this. I proposed a $1.5 million budget proposal. So thank you very much for your attention to this.
Thank you, Senator Bell. I have a couple clarifying questions. You're looking for an appropriation for a research and development program, but it's not focused on a particular earmark. It's in fact for both HSRA as well as Caltrans to make use of. And so it could go to any of the, it could be part of a competitive process that any of the institutes that are involved in this could apply for.
I'm not applying for a particular research institute. I'm applying for support for a R&D component, a university-based R&D component. Now, the legislature has done this in other areas, healthcare, as you know, other areas where we have relationships to provide us with research on different issues as we go along. There is no independent research in the area of high-speed rail, and since we're spending $68 billion, I think, and maybe more, I think that it's incumbent on us to do this particular activity. It would help your committee and the Transportation and Housing Committee of the Senate, as well as the Assembly.
Okay. Let me just ask a clarifying question of finance, where you are. Come. As we were discussing this earlier, let's talk about the different accounts and make sure that we make the best possible motion on this. Tell me about the high-speed rail or GHG or public, where can this come from?
Sure. Well, high-speed rail is funded primarily from bond funds and from federal funds. Those are their two primary fund sources. They do have some greenhouse gas reduction funds. However, right now those funds are committed to the construction of the project, where the greenhouse gas reduction would be would have a direct relationship. And the bond funds would be ineligible for research purposes, as would the federal dollars, which are strictly for construction purposes. As far as the funding from, so high-speed rail wouldn't have a fund source at this moment to contribute to this purpose. As far as Caltrans is concerned, their two primary funding sources that that are mentioned here in the write-up would be the state highway account and the public transportation account. And those two funding sources don't have new revenue streams per se. They have an established revenue stream for each of those fund sources, and so those revenues are already allocated for specific purposes, either for transit in the case of the public transportation account primarily, or for highway construction and operations in the case of the SHA. And so if there's additional funds that are allocated for other purposes, it's at the expense of those existing programs.
It could also come from general fund.
Well,
if the legislature were so inclined.
If the legislature were so inclined,
we wouldn't be able
to support that.
I understand that, right. I just want to determine availability.
Legally.
What can you use? Okay, got it. Questions from the committee members, Fran?
Senator Bell, I was thinking of the a certain Senate bill that's going through the system. Would it qualify under SB, is it 16?
Well, the SB 16 relates to road maintenance. That's the bill that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's a different subject.
than high-speed rail, but the connectivity, this is all high-speed rail, not connecting to other modes of transportation.
SB 16 is a road maintenance bill.
All right, thank you.
I have other bills that deal with various subjects, but...
With the understanding that this is open to, based on competitive criteria, anywhere in the state, even though I'm not a big enthusiastic supporter of the high-speed rail, I think a independent oversight committee on this large appropriation has some value. I think your challenge will be, if this moves through this committee today, will be in the full budget committee and the competing resources that might take away money from their project to go to this. That would be the only challenge. So I'm fine with supporting it out of this committee for today, just knowing that you may want to consider how it should be funded in the future.
All right, Senator Nielsen, did you wish to make a comment before we vote?
Well, I think, Senator, being very adamant opposed to high-speed rail, I appreciate you're always watching things, Senator, and always having scrutiny. The important thing to me would be that whatever be this review body, that they not be there just to justify the high-speed rail, but they could be critical of it, too. And that would be the non-biased approach. I think that's what you envision. And I'm not unwilling to look at it as it moves, but I can't vote for anything until I know what the actual funding source may be. And we haven't got that determined yet. And then also the composition, who will be on it.
Well, this isn't a committee. It's more a relationship with the research institute, like a university, some kind of university, and then... If this is approved, certainly legislators can develop maybe a scope of work that they would like to have completed. Mm-hmm. That I would assume I would pledge to you that it would be bipartisan scope, so we can all decide if we want a certain thing looked at or researched. So it'd be more of a research institute that provides us with research on high-speed rail issues. So as we go along over, I'm thinking ahead over the next decade, mm-hmm. That we can have avail to us the brightest minds to help us build a $68 billion project. I think that would be a wise investment on the part of our legislature.
Just seems that the state of California can't get these billion-dollar projects done, be those transportation projects or be they IT projects. We just don't seem to be, the state doesn't seem to be able to get them right.
Sir, we've had problems.
Or tunnels, for that matter.
We've had
Thank
problems
goodness.
With transportation
Thank goodness.
Projects, and that is a fact. We've had problems, and we can't continually just have oversight hearings and bring witnesses in. That doesn't seem to cut it, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of proper legislative oversight, and I think we need to have different approaches. And this is a different approach, sir, to scrutinizing projects and developing the best minds to help us make the project better and, not waste our taxpayers' money.
You're always thoughtful that way, Senator.
All right, I'll try a motion. To approve $1.5 million for a statewide R&D program at a location to be determined, and that this would be determined by competitive bidding criteria. Is that appropriate language? All right.
I'll move that.
All right. It has been moved. Further discussion? Oh, and with a fund source?
Yet to be determined.
Yet to be determined. Which?
The public transportation account.
Let's go with the, from the public transportation account. All right. So with that, it's been moved by Senator Pavley. Public comment? Please call the roll.
Senator Wolk?
Aye.
Senator Nielsen?
Aye.
Senator Pavley?
Aye.
All right. That is approved 3-0. Thank you, Senator Bell. All right. Senator Nielsen? You're finished. Enjoy.
In a nice way.
In a nice way. See you tomorrow. All right. Let's go vote only the departments. Let's start with 2660, issue one.
And I just wanted to note for the record, even though I'm sorry I missed the beginning, I did get up at 5:30 to catch a plane, but they just don't run at the exact times we want them to run. So I apologize for being late, but I had read all the materials. I got them ahead of time, and I had a briefing.
You always do.
From the phone. We spent some time on it, so I'm prepared to vote on all the items.
I know you are. All right, so vote only 2660, proposal to abolish the Clean Renewable Energy Bond subaccount. Approve as proposed. The vote is 1-1. Please call.
Senator Pavley?
Aye.
2-1. That passes. That is approved. Issue two, capital outlay support provisional language, which is a legislative proposal to specify the amount of capital outlay support staffing that is done through contracts. Please call the roll.
Senator Pavley?
Aye.
That is 2-1. That passes. Moving on to the Department of Motor Vehicles, a lengthy report. The ultimate resolution is that the motor vehicle account is, the proposal is approved as proposed. Correct?
Yes.
All right. Please call the roll.
Which item is that? I think I have an old.
You have an old agenda.
It's the item.
Page 7.
What? Give me that. I have the affordable sales program, so that's not it. Sorry.
No. Here. There was a change in the agenda.
It should be before that.
It
was in the end of the agenda.
Yeah.
Right. And we moved it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. The helicopter. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So please call the absent member or who's
right.
No
Senator
longer.
Senator Pavley?
Aye.
That's 3-0. That is approved. All right, let's move on to State Route 710. These items were proposed for discussion and vote. If at any time you need to discuss something, just poke me.
No, I know this item, having lived in the LA area on the 710, and it only applies to the affordable housing component on the excess property.
Indeed. All right, so the staff recommendation is to approve as proposed. Please call the roll.
Senator Pavley.
Aye.
2-1, that is approved as approved. All right, we finished item two. Let's move on to the High Speed Rail Authority. Response to our May 26 hearing, adopt the placeholder trailer bill language to modify the reporting requirements and change the qualifications of the peer group review group. All right, please call the roll.
Senator Pavley.
Aye.
All right, that is approved 2-0-1. So 2-1 abstention. Moving on to the Department of Motor Vehicles, this is the green sticker cap for low emission vehicles, 15,000 to 85,000. Please call the roll.
Senator Pavley.
Aye.
All right, it is approved 2-1.
Since I'm authoring the same bill.
Bill, I you might want to support that.
Yeah.
We are finished for today.
All right.
All right. We are adjourned.